This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station in Tampa and Sarasota, Florida. Also, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite as we stream live online. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, not to forget about our broadcast out on the internet and the satellite live all around the world. Now, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping in the coronavirus fight out there, thank you for what you're doing to keep America free and safe. Now, let's not forget the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those guys and gals working on the roughnecks out on the oil rigs across the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can go over to Facebook and go to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Click on the link there, like it, and then guess what? You can get in the chat room and have a conversation with us. All right. Joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And during the break, you told me we have some breaking news because North Korea decided to blow up that little old little meeting building they had on the border that we heard they might do last week. So there you go.
They created a liaison building in 2018. It was a group of abandoned buildings that just inside the North Korean border that they decided to use as a communications meeting room. It's a complex of buildings.
Right.
And it was in a kind of an industrial park. Well, 2:49 local time, their local time, North Korea blew it up. And they blew it up because of perhaps two reasons. One, they said they're sick and tired of Seoul flying propaganda leaflets across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And then North Korea said no. It's also because they're unable to resume joint economic projects because of the U.S. sanctions. So Kim Jong-un's sister had warned Seoul that they would witness a tragic scene unless the North-South liaison with the useless North-South liaison office may be at risk. Well, certainly it is. So they blew it up, and it's not immediately clear what other activities the North Korean military is going to take, but the sister said that she's going to allow the North Korean military to do what they want to do here at this point.
So correct.
That
correct.
Means that they've been given some kind of a green light here to take whatever action against Seoul that they feel like they want to do. So this is now remember last week North Korea cut off communications with South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a clearly an escalated situation here, and I have a feeling that once this happened about 2 hours ago,
mm-hmm.
or so, that President Trump was probably woken up in the middle of the night to be told that this has now happened.
So we're probably all on some sort of alert right now in South Korea.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, of course, we've got our three aircraft carriers not very far away out there, so we'll see what the heck happens next. Now, the president yesterday called on the is it going to be Wednesday when he's going to have this executive order on the police use of force?
Either today or tomorrow.
Okay, so we don't really know, and I hate to speculate as to what he's going to do, but he's obviously going to do something.
Remember the Obama administration after Ferguson had all of these White House confabs bringing in all of these civil rights type people, and they mm-hmm. came out with what is known as the 21st century policing, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that 21st century policing thing, they had like 50 recommendations that went out to 18,000 law enforcement organizations, agencies across the United States. Some took some of those and put them in. Some did, you know, what they were supposed to do. Others did some, not all. Some didn't do any. So I think they kind of resurrected that and are kind of playing off of that uncompleted list of suggestions or plans or, you know, program. Additionally, I think they're looking at something else. But here's the thing, we've got an 800-pound gorilla in the room that everybody's walking around, and that is we're all attacking the police. The police are doing this, the police are doing that, you know, blah, 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 blah. But nobody is talking about the fact that we have a criminal element out there, and
yeah.
we're not fixing that.
Yeah. And we just let a bunch of them out of jail.
Well, there you go. So, mm-hmm. I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, we can't get any more lawless than we are right now. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we can.
Yeah. Now, Eric just chimed in, and he said the sister has probably been corrupted by the North Korean hardline generals, blowing up a building instead of just tearing it down. She's posturing strength, in his opinion.
Well, she was doing that during the several months or so ago, a few months ago, that he went missing, if we remember that.
Yeah.
Nobody had seen him, so she was the face of North Korea.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, the cities that want to defund the cops are now asking the cops to work more hours and not pay them any extra money. Oh, boy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, and they work for me. A little bit of extra pizzazz because it gives me a little bit more pep in my step. And if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is? If you're not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and who does? Then this is a great little deal for you, and let me tell you about it. For a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. Order the fruits and veggie capsules like I do. And the Balance of Nature website is balanceofnature.com. Now, you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, RESULT. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and then they'll walk you through whatever it is you might have a specific question or problem that you want to know about, because they have all types of different things. But I choose to take the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies because I definitely don't get enough of that. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S. ULT. That's balanceofnature.com, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, John Bolton is going to be sitting down with ABC News before the book gets released that he's written. In the meantime, the president has called Bolton's memoir highly inappropriate, as the White House is now threatening legal action to try to stop the publication altogether.
The manuscript of the book has been submitted. It was submitted in December, if I'm not mistaken, late in December, to the national security team at the White House for review. Since that time, both Bolton, the lawyer, and the White House national security team that does these kinds of reviews have gone back and forth many, many times on edits and what is actually contained in the book. Several changes have been made on both sides, but apparently they had at one point figured it all out, came to a final thing, and then things kind of went sideways. What I think is happening here is individually certain things that happen in policy or within the White House and the National Security Team is not confidential or classified.
Mm.
But when you put all things together,
mm-hmm.
like this item, this item, this item, this item, you know, that has to do with Ukraine or, you know, North Korea or whatever, all of a sudden it becomes a classified document or classified information, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Bolton is now pretty angry about all this, and he is, I don't know if he can necessarily go ahead with the publishing or where he exactly is, but now he has kind of a new problem, and that's his own lawyer apparently has thrown him under the bus a little bit because the lawyer apparently wrote an opinion piece, and it is being challenged that the information that Bolton had to use as piece parts in the book is classified material, which his lawyer has access to. Well, that's a violation because the lawyer probably doesn't have security clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So now his lawyer may end up quitting. So he's in a very tough situation. In the meantime, the White House does not want the book published in any way, shape, or form until after the election.
Well, I
so
get it.
It's a mess.
Yeah, I get it. Now, the Supreme Court was rather busy yesterday, twofold. Number one, the Supreme Court ruled that workers cannot be fired for being gay. That's a big deal because it's part of the LGBT movement and civil rights going back years. And then they had the police immunity decision, and they decided not to do anything to let things stand the way they do to where the police immunity that's out there is still out there.
It's called qualified immunity, and the Supreme Court decided not to take up the case. So they're letting the lower court figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the decision made on the LGBT, what was at issue here is, and I may get some of this wrong, so your listeners may have to help sort it out, but mm-hmm. apparently in a nursing home facility or some kind of a medical facility, a transgender was working there, and it caused some real problems not only with the patient but also with the personnel.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much of a problem. I don't know the description of all of that.
Well, the person got fired, and that's what brought this all about.
So that's how this whole thing, you know, I don't know all the nuances to it. But that's the reason it ended up at the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court, if you want to know the truth, I don't think they made the right decision, but they didn't ask me. I'm not on the Supreme Court.
No, and Justice Kavanaugh certainly agrees with you on that one. Now, the other thing is the president, who had been touting hydroxychloroquine even as the U.S. has revoked the emergency use statute, because the FDA yesterday revoked the HCQ's emergency use status for COVID-19, and I wonder why they did that. I mean, it's been
you have to understand it. It really wasn't saying we're not approving it anymore. They were just simply changing its status. If you want to use it in a hospital setting, fine. If you want to use it in a private setting, that's fine. The FDA, it was really kind of a stupid thing. But remember, the FDA had it approved under an emergency situation.
Right.
We will allow this. But now they just took it out of that emergency. It's not that it's no longer still approved. It is. It's just that there was, a kind of a different kind of a classification to it.
Mm. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Well, it's all very good. And the other thing is that we realized that the hydroxychloroquine, the situation with that was kind of related to price was mentioned because the HCQ was cheaper versus some of the other things that were out there, and there was a comment, but I never knew if that was proven. There was a comment that some of these politicians might have had some money in the Bill Gates project and all that, which is...
That's really a completely a misnomer, because the United States has a colossal stockpile of hydroxychloroquine, and the reason that it does is because we essentially distribute it in the thousands upon thousands to our military and at the VA. So it's cheap because we have stockpiled so much of it.
Mm. Okay. The other thing is that did you see the test results from the protesters in Minneapolis that went to jail? Did you see what happened there with the test that they did and the end results? Well, they thought that they were just going to, you know, we're going to have this big, tremendous spike because it was going to be awful. What happened? It was the positive rates were 1.5%.
Yeah, I think like three people out of all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, I mean, we can't. And here's what the news media says. Texas, Arizona, Florida, you know, their cases are spiking, blah, 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 blah. But what the issue here is, we now have the medicines, we have the treatment, so as soon as somebody is diagnosed with this, they're getting treated, bam, bam, bam. It's not like they're going to go into the hospital emergency room and overwhelm it, we're going to run out of beds again. That's not where we are.
No. No, you're right. And, again, we have... people like Val Demings, who was a former police chief in Orlando, she's come out and said something about the rally waiver. She said it's a good clue as to the fact that it's too soon to have big events, because last night the governor of Oklahoma said we're looking for a bigger venue for the president because they got a million people that have asked for tickets for this next rally on the 20th.
What is at issue here is that anybody has to take what is known as customary, usual precautions to ensure somebody's safety. People have a choice to attend this rally or not attend the rally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you attend the rally, then you have to waive any legal action that you may take if you get infected.
Mm-hmm.
But at the rally, they're giving all these notices. They're passing out of masks. They encourage the use of masks, hand sanitizers, and the whole thing. So they're taking all the actions that they should be.
Well, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see what goes on in the North Korean border. We'll try to keep our eyes on it the rest of the night. So thank you very much. All righty, that's Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And in case you didn't hear the news, North Korea blew up that meeting building on the border. So everybody's all concerned about that right now. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. During a press conference, Rayshard Brooks' family became emotional while speaking about his death at the hands of an Atlanta police officer. His cousin talks about the last time he saw Rayshard alive.
He was always happy. He was always smiling. And you'd have to kill him by one of his family members, because he wasn't that type of dude. Life shouldn't be this complicated.
And California Governor Gavin Newsom held a press conference touting his state's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We never made the case that the stay-at-home order was a permanent state. We wanted to buy time. We wanted to mitigate a peak and a spike. And we ultimately wanted to save lives and prepare for a pandemic that needs to take its course.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for a second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance tech, and the skies have never looked bluer when you're an aviation maintenance tech. Find them online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And in the meantime, here's more information about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080. Or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more of you have lost your jobs, or maybe you're in transit, or maybe you don't really care for what you're doing. Maybe you've been furloughed. Maybe you're on unemployment, and you're looking for something else to do to add another chapter to your life. But let me make a suggestion. If you have any inclination at all about bettering yourself, I will guarantee you that if you can put a model airplane together, or a model car, or you work on a bicycle, you work on a motorcycle, you work on your car, that you can become an aviation maintenance tech in the 14 months it'll take to do it. Now, if you are a post 9/11 military veteran, there is certainly educational allowances for you to be able to take the course at National Aviation Academy. If you are a pre-9/11 veteran, you may not have the veterans benefits for it, but you can always get a student loan to do that. Now, with all that being said, they have two campuses to serve you.
They have one up in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston, right outside Boston. And then the other one is right down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida market. And to find out more, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again to call, 800-659-2080. And give them a try. Take the tour. Take the tour at one of their two campuses, whichever one is the closest for you. 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you and you want to take the tour. All right, we've got breaking news coming out of Portland, Oregon right now. There have been fires set, vandalism, and widespread looting at the Pioneer Place Mall in Portland. Police declared the demonstration a riot and ordered demonstrators to leave the downtown area about an hour or so ago. In addition to the fires, many of these were set in dumpsters. There's been vandalism and a shooting connected with the protest, according to Portland police. That's all we have at the moment. It is a developing story, and we'll try to keep our eyes on that for you. So it's a busy, busy night again, and these people, remember, Portland is actually where Antifa got its start, Portland. So this may be that group again. It may not be. I don't know, so I'm not going to speculate. But Portland, Oregon, once again, tonight, trouble. Now, the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, General Joseph M. Martin, hosted a live stream commissioning ceremony from the Pentagon for the roughly 6,000 newly minted second lieutenants coming out of the service's ROTC programs across the country. Now, immigrants, prior enlisted, and first-generation soldiers were amongst those who were commissioned through the Army ROTC program, and congratulations to each and every one of them. By the way, the Army is reorganizing its Chief Information Officer, G6 position, into two roles as a way to have the service take better advantage of the technology that's available today. Also, the Army released its highly anticipated request for proposals on June 11 for a contract that could be worth as much as $1 billion to provide cyber training for the Department of Defense. Meanwhile, the Army units in Europe and in the Pacific were getting some new electronic warfare equipment, marking what one service leader said was the first reintroduction of such tools since the Cold War. And the Army Green Service Uniform will not be mandatory for about 7 more years, but soldiers will be able to start purchasing the iconic World War II-style uniform by late this summer, according to uniform officials. So, want to get a head start in a new uniform? There you go. Now, Navy SEALs are testing a new dry combat submersible that, if successful, will deliver a team of commandos from a submarine to shore without exposing them to potentially frigid waters, a change that could have a huge impact on safety and readiness for the Navy SEALs. There was a milestone yesterday in Mississippi. The destroyer USS Fitzgerald, remember that one? The USS Fitzgerald was involved in a deadly collision over in the South China Sea. It's now headed out of the shipbuilding yard in Mississippi, Pascagoula, Mississippi, for its new home port in San Diego, California. Almost 3 years to the day after that collision with the merchant ship that killed 7 sailors. So kudos to them and anchors away. Now, Air Force Secretary Barbara Barrett tagged along on a B-2 Stealth Spirit bomber, its training mission they had during a June 11th visit to Whitman Air Force Base in Missouri. The trip earned Barrett a so-called Spirit number, an honor coveted by aviation geeks the world over. So she's finally got one of those. How about that one? Interesting to see what happens. Okay, let's shift over to the telephone line real quick. We've got Todd in Tampa. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see the woman who won against Brian Stelter there for the Chinese News Network for the Trump, you know, for us? 63, unbelievable. Brian Stelter, what a disgrace. What? They never do that to Barack Obama. They never done that to any of their people. They just, you got to toughen up. You understand the Chinese News Network, the DNC, the media, the Hillary Clinton behind it. You understand the forces of Satan that we're going up against. Wake up and toughen up. Wake up and toughen up in the White House. Wake up and toughen up here in America. You understand? Now, I got the Chinese Basketball Association. No, I'm not going to Disney World. No, I'm not going to Universal. No, I don't want LeBron telling me who to vote for when he's got billions of dollars in the bank. No, sir. No, stay home. Okay, I don't see you in Chicago standing up for the blacks killing each other every day. I watch 48 hours every day as black-on-black crime murdering each other. Please, save it, man. Save it, okay? That ain't going to fly here. You tried that with Jesse Smollett. The Trump person don't do that. There's 850,000 people that are signed up for Tulsa.
No. Hold it. Time out. It's a million.
It's a million. There you go. It's going to be 1.5 when we get off this phone call. Okay, that's how the whole city of Oklahoma is going to the rally. I don't understand why you're having it in a little barn. You better get on the highway.
No, wait a minute. You're not up with the program. The governor in Oklahoma is trying to get it into a major outdoor venue. Could be a football stadium right there in that area.
That's what we've been saying, Raymond James. We've been saying Jerry's World. I don't care where you have it, Donald. Let's go and get everybody wants to come see you. When the captain was here at the fairgrounds and that clown from the Chinese dude, Acosta, was being an idiot. I was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I hope you played experts of rally. That was which was exciting, ladies and gentlemen. 435 Freedom Caucus members I want in the House. I want 100 Make America Great Senators. And, Tom, I want you to sweep this thing. Let's go. Let's get to work.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you. And that's Todd in Tampa. And, of course, Todd is on fire right now. So there you go. Todd is on fire so much that the phone will run to hang up. There we go. Now, with all that being said, I will tell you that it's a great day in the neighborhood because that's just part of what's going on. And that's all happened. A million people. You talk about enthusiasm? Where the hell has Joe Biden come up with a million people? Or even 100,000 people? Where or how? It isn't going to happen. That's enthusiasm, folks, when you get a million people that want to sign up for a presidential rally, knowing damn well they're not all going to be able to go, but they signed up anyway. Wow. Holy smokes. All right. we're gonna take a break. And when we come back, Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street program is going to be on the air with us, and we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy's going to take us to break. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years I worked in the mainstream media, no more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a company that I religiously believe in because I've been taking their product now for 4 years. Now, my problem is arthritis. I've had a lot of fractures and whatnot. And, of course, you'll find out that what happens is you run the very strong risk down the line of getting arthritis. And that's my problem. And it's painful. And no matter what you do, you're going to have pain. So guess what? Here's the deal. I take a packet in the morning with the four little capsules and one again around midnight. And if you've got arthritis like I do, or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and general pain altogether from maybe your workout, your athletic workout, this is the stuff that will work. It's Relief Factor. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And oh, by the way, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, $19.95. All right, joining us right now from the Watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
First of all, New York City, what the heck are you doing up there? Well, not you, but Shake Shack, which is a place that I'm very familiar with up there. They've got great milkshakes, but I don't think the cops are going back anytime soon because apparently somebody put some cleaning solvents in the milkshake. Three officers were in the hospital. There may have been some more that got sick. We don't know yet, but what the heck's going on up there?
I hope they go after these people. People are listen. Prosecutors are fullest extent of the law. But yeah, the officers are supposed to be okay. I don't know if you get them on attempted murder charges with something like this, but I certainly hope that that's the case. It was in a lower Manhattan Shake Shack. I'm not familiar where it is exactly, but it's a terrible, terrible story.
Well, I'll tell you what, they know the store that it was in, they believe, downtown in Manhattan, the one that's right there. I forget what street it was on. I had it in front of me and now I can't find the story. But anyway, they think they know and the store's cooperating, so they're gonna find out who did this, and they first thought it was bleach. But now they don't think it was bleach. They think it was cleaning solvents.
Okay, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a bad situation, but again, you get attacks like this. We're seeing more and more police officers just decide to retire, leave the force, quit. Also, looking at a story here that Los Angeles can't even afford to pay the overtime.
Well, yeah.
And
let's talk about that, because here's what they did. The mayor there has ordered all the cops to work 12-hour shifts with no days off until they get everything under control. In the meantime, they're talking about defunding them to the tune of, what, $150 million?
Yeah, let's see how that's going to work out.
And by the way,
they're their plainclothes unit.
Yeah.
In New York City. I mean, that's...
Yeah, the organized crime task force up there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly. I mean, it's their crime that's going to come back. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's what they want, is disrest and chaos and all that sort of stuff, because that's how they think they're going to beat Donald Trump.
Meanwhile, in some of the Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in Brooklyn, de Blasio is welding shut the doors of playgrounds.
Oh, I heard that.
He's allowing people to go out and protest en masse, which, I mean, I don't mind. You want to go out, it's fine, but you can't go to a playground.
Yeah.
I don't buy into any of this coronavirus stuff at all. I don't. It's just that the rules are so arbitrary and stupid. I can't buy into any of it.
Well, we've had a couple of other stories break during the night, and we're watching one right now in Portland, Oregon. We apparently had something that was a protest near the Pioneer Place Mall in Portland, downtown Portland. And it wound up going south because there were fires set in a number of dumpsters around the mall, vandalism, widespread looting as well in the mall. And the police declared it a riot and ordered everybody out of the area. And it's still continuing. It's somewhat under control, but there's still a very large group of people in the area. And that's Portland. Now, Portland is famous because that's the home of Antifa.
Portland's a bit of an odd town in of itself. I don't know the extent of the looting that's going on, but again, people are going to start at some point in time. Law-abiding citizens are just going to start off. They're going to start leaving these places because it's just you're not protecting private property. You're not protecting. You're seeing this happen all over the country. You got statues being torn down. Thomas Jefferson, whatever. And I'm like, don't tell me you couldn't prevent that. You didn't know that these places weren't going to be areas where it could have been attacked and you could have stationed some people there. I don't understand this at all. It's awful.
Now, you heard about North Korea on the border, right? The DMZ?
Yeah, they with some liaison office, I guess they're just saber rattling there for something. I don't know what they're up to.
Well, that was the sister of Kim Jong-un. She threatened military action against the South because they were sending brochures over the other side, and I don't know if it was balloons or drones or what it was, but for some reason there was a bunch of propaganda coming over the other side, and she got all bent out of shape about that and said, we are going to take action. And by the way, they've ordered the military to do whatever they need to do to stop that from happening, so this may not be over yet.
Yeah. There were some stories, it was like a week ago, though, that the relationship wasn't going too well between us and North Korea any longer. I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, and since we can't get a hold of Kim Jong-un to say much of anything, because I think he's still a bit under the weather, I'm kind of figuring that out. Is that what you think, too?
I don't even, people don't even know if he's still around at this point in time. So, who knows?
Right.
I'm not exactly frightened of North Korea. I mean, South Korea is obviously going to have issues down there, but you know, I'm not too worried about
it. Let's talk a little finance stuff, which is right up your alley. First of all, the New York Fed manufacturing index rose more than what was forecast yesterday. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to see. Again, my concern right now is obviously the push by the mainstream media to try to get the country scared again and shut down over nonsense. It really is. They're talking about these spikes because of increased testing, and it's just nonsensical what they're doing. Doesn't make any sense. I don't know if you saw the testing in Minneapolis.
I did.
People protesting.
I did.
But there's nothing. There's no special.
1.5% was the spike in Minneapolis. 1.5%.
Come on, and these people were on top of one another. A lot of them not wearing masks. I mean,
right.
It was a mass protest. And you can tell us we're going to continue to shut the country down. I just don't buy in this at all. It's going to be really ridiculous.
Nobody is, Chris. Nobody is. Also, Wall Street rose after the Fed vowed to buy corporate bonds. Now, is that really what caused that to go up that way?
It's like another backstop, in essence. Just basically saying, I mean, they didn't start doing it. It's just the idea that they can do it. It kind of puts a backstop on things in case there's any problems out there. It's odd. It really is.
And then finally, the U.S. is allowing companies to work with Huawei on the 5G standards. I thought that was a big no-no, and we were trying to get them out of the picture.
I don't know how they're going to be involved with that. I know Trump is proposing a trillion-dollar infrastructure bill, and it involves 5G and rolling out 5G throughout the country. I don't know what the involvement is going to be.
Okay. I'm not, and by the way, our good friend, your good friend, Larry Kudlow, he's always good for a laugh, right? He said the increased COVID numbers are controllable and the economy will not close again. Better not.
Well, yeah.
Better not.
It's ridiculous. People are not going to go along with it. Good luck. Good luck trying to close the entire country down again. You're not going to get enough people buying it. It's going to be way too much blowback. I mean, to me, it's, again, we've gotten out of control. The rules are arbitrary. They don't make any sense whatsoever. The whole thing needs to be over with now. I mean, it's just silly.
Mm-hmm. So my buddy George the Godfather down here, who used to be from up there, is saying, are you going to go to the Shake Shack?
I'm not a Shake Shack guy. I grill my own burgers.
You do what?
I grill my own burgers.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I'm telling you, who would want to go there after all this stuff is going on? Jeez.
I mean, a company is going to be, has to be, beside itself, it's a big, big company. So, again, stuff like this happens, awful.
Well, they were all over the three-state area at one time. I think they still are, New York, Connecticut, and Jersey. All right, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got to have a good one.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there and check him out, find out what he's all about, and take advantage of the many offers and opportunities he has. I'll be right back, top of the hour. Rod Edwards is coming around right after the news. Don't go anywhere. And Flip, that was for you. And good morning, George.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.